So what I mean is the ideal podcast for me would be a podcast about different topics in which teachers make the conscious effort to speak a little bit slowly, a little bit clear, but they don't talk about the language itself.
Right.
Yeah, one question. I'm curious about Spanish. Like when you're consuming content, is there any specific type of podcast that you enjoy?
I mean, I listen to a lot of news ones because that's like there's a lot of news ones out there. I was looking for ones. I like stuff about the economy and about money, but I haven't found any really good ones in Spanish. There is something called Radio Ambulante, which is NPR, National Public Radio. They have a Spanish one that I like to listen to. I listen to ones that are made for people learning Spanish. There's one by Professor Juan that I think he lives he's from Spain, but he lives in England. Maybe you've heard of him. And he has a lovely one. I'm trying to think of the name of his podcast, but he has a lovely podcast and a YouTube channel that I listen to. I've listened to Lucito because he has a podcast that I'll
Okay.
listen to. So I have a number of ones that I'm listening to. And Duolingo has wonderful, wonderful podcasts that are both in English and Spanish. And they're lovely stories from all over the world, real, real stories of real people from all over the Spanish world. And I listen to those.
So for the most part, it's native content, right? Because you're
Mostly it's native content, a little bit stuff that's made for people learning, but mostly native at this point.
Yeah, because that to me is a super interesting research. Like, to me, the ideal one is podcasts made for by teachers or,
Yeah. And at
enthusiasts.
first, I was mostly listening to the stuff made by teachers, but now I've moved on where I can listen to news in Spanish made for Spanish listeners.
Right,
And
right, right.
I can listen to the conversation ones are a little bit harder. Like Lucito, he's have a conversation that's a little bit harder to follow. But the Spanish news is in very clear Spanish.
Yeah.
And I know what's happening in the world, so I can understand that. I've been trying to find things that I'm interested in, but I haven't been able to find podcasts that I'm interested in Spanish that I've liked.
Right. Yeah, what I mean is that because you're at a level in which you can understand all sorts of podcasts, even native content, right? Or content
Yes.
created for native speakers, right? But
Yes.
what I mean is when you're at an intermediate level, a little behind from where you're at right now, like content created by teachers, but about topics. So because I've seen it not with Spanish, because I obviously don't consume podcasts in Spanish to learn the language, but in other languages, I find like a lot of like teachers who create content to teach the language, they put too much emphasis on form. No, so it's not a podcast. So what I mean is the ideal podcast for me would be a podcast about different topics in which teachers make the conscious effort to speak a little bit slowly, a little bit clear, but they don't talk about the language itself.
Right. And there are some. I mean, Hoy Hablamos, by Roy and Paco. I actually took lessons with them. There are so many different topics, a different topic every day of the week, 5 days a week. And they don't talk about the grammar at all. It's just about the topic. And it could be the economy, it could be healthcare, it could be all kinds of things, right? So I listen to them. And the thing about podcasts that's nice is that you could slow it down. So if Roy and Paco are talking too fast, you can slow it down to 90, 80, whatever it needs to be. It might sound a little bit funny, but you can slow it down if it's too fast. Ones that are being made for learners are already going to be slow, but if it's like a little bit too fast for you, you can slow it down, which I do sometimes. When I listen to stuff in English, I listen to it at 1.5.
Yeah, and podcasts you can listen to while you're doing other things,
Yes, is which
right?
what I do. I would listen to it while I'm driving, walking, cleaning, anything like that. I have this headset. It's like it's one of these things that's bone generated, so I have it on all the time, and I always have a podcast on if I'm doing anything.
Right. Yeah, and that way, back to your point about the lack of time, you don't really need to find the extra time, right? Because
Right.
you need to drive anyway, right? You need to commute anyway. So, yeah.
And that's the thing about these conversation YouTube videos is that while it's helpful for learners to watch, because it is helpful for people to see the lips move, they we do learn that way. Once you get to a certain level, you can just listen to it. And I know people that follow my channel that listen to the conversations as a podcast.
Yeah, like there's video, but they don't even pay attention to it, right?
Right, because there's not anything, there isn't any reason to watch it. If you're at a level that you can understand enough without watching, there's no pictures, we're not putting in all that kind of stuff. It's just a conversation.
Perfect. Thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. And if that's the case, here you can find the whole interview in which we talked about plenty more things related to how languages are actually acquired. And finally, right here, you can smash this guy in the face to subscribe to my channel. And I really appreciate that right hook. Bye-bye.